All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite coming to you this week from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria. And we've got 10 big matches on this card. One still big question. Where's Bobby Heenan? We're not sure still, because as the card begins, nobody has seen him. But this week we have two titles on the line as Kendall Windham faces off against Bugsy McGraw for the television title. And then the automatic rematch from last week's Illinois heavyweight title match. Iceman King Parsons challenging the newly crowned Cowboy Ron Bass. But let's get into it first of all. Opening match is Paul Diamond versus Wolfie D. Diamond and Wolfie D quickly spill out of the ring in their brawl. They pay no attention to Nick Patrick as he counts both men out. Tanaka and JC Ice come down and separate their tag team partners. So that match ends in a double count out in a time of 1 minute 59 seconds. Once order is regained, Nick Patrick calls for the bell to start the match between the other two partners. That's right, Pat Tanaka facing off against JC Ice. However, he calls for the bell quickly again as Wolfie D and Diamond can't stay out of the match. Nick Patrick calls for the bell, disqualifying both men in a time of 1 minute 35 seconds. So in less than 4 minutes, we have our first two matches done between these two tag teams that cannot stand each other. Now all four men continue to brawl until the Sheepherders, Disco Inferno, and Lance Storm swarm the ring. The eight men battle for a minute or two before the Sheepherders gain the advantage over everyone. The Sheepherders leave the other three tag teams laid out after destroying the New Zealand flagpole over all of them. All right, move to the interview desk where Missy Hyatt and Eddie Gilbert come out as we clear out the ring. Gilbert wants to know where Raven came from 2 weeks ago, and how dare he lay his hands on Missy. Gilbert demands a match against Raven. Lance reminds Gilbert that Raven isn't under contract with the PWA. He must have been here for an open invitation, which Gilbert offered in the ring. Gilbert asks if Lance is saying that this is Gilbert's fault that Missy got hurt. If Raven wants an open invitation, Gilbert is gladly offering it again. Gilbert wants Raven whenever, wherever, and however. And Gilbert and Missy storm off. We move back to the ring, Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Billy Travis. 2 weeks ago, these two guys met in the ring. It was a very quick match. This week, it is a completely different story. Travis looks focused this week. Travis and Sharp have a good match. They keep the match scientific. Travis has Sharp trapped in an abdominal stretch. Hart climbs onto the ring apron. Travis releases the hold to yell at Hart. Sharp loads the arm brace and nails Travis from behind to get the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 26 seconds. So, hey, we've had a match that lasted longer than the first two matches and the interview segment. We might be on a roll here. Especially as we get to the television title match. Kendall Windham defending the title against Bugsy McGraw. But Kendall and Bugsy have a quick match because it is interrupted by Spivey. Spivey attacks Kendall, causing the disqualification. He drops Kendall face first on the turnbuckle. Bugsy gets into Spivey's face. Spivey slaps Bugsy across the face. Bugsy nails Spivey with the shoulder block, knocking him out of the ring. Kendall drops Bugsy with the lariat of doom. Bugsy rolls out of the ring. Sunshine climbs into the ring and presents Kendall with the title belt. Your winner by disqualification and still television champion is Kendall Windham in a time of 3 minutes, 16 seconds. We keep rolling through. Next match has Disco Inferno facing off against Jushin Thunder Liger. And Disco and Liger have a wonderful match. Liger keeps Disco off balance throughout the match with his flying abilities. Once Disco grounds him with a hip toss into an armbar off the ropes, but Liger regains his footing. Disco tosses Liger through the ropes, but Liger spins around in the ropes. Liger runs into the turnbuckle and bounces off the middle turnbuckle with a jumping cutter for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 33 seconds. Your winner is Jushin Thunder Liger. Next match has Dan Spivey, who interrupted the television title match a few moments ago, facing off against Bob Holly. Spivey comes down to the ring. Holly and Pringle make their way down to the ring. Spivey and Holly have a good match. Spivey wins the match when Holly taps out from an armbar. Pringle climbs into the ring and offers Spivey a place in his stable. There's no Heenan anymore, so let's have you join a winning stable here, and you can be spectacular. Holly tells him that he would be an amazing addition to the Spectaculars, and Spivey accepts. The crowd is not really sure what to think about this. But then again, they're not kept grounded very fast anyway, because the next match is Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Psychosis. And Scorpio and Psychosis put on a great aerial display of moves. Scorpio trips Psychosis up on the turnbuckle. Scorpio takes him down with a superplex, and then lines him up and gets the pin with a 450 splash from the ring apron in a time of 9 minutes, 37 seconds. Now we get to the Illinois heavyweight title match. Cowboy Ron Bass defending the title against Iceman King Parsons. Automatic rematch. And Bass and Parsons brawl all around the building. David Manning gives them every ounce of leniency until he has finally had enough. When they refuse to listen to him after bringing it back into the ring, Manning calls for the bell. He announces that he has disqualified both men. He climbs out of the ring and heads over to the timekeeper's table. He grabs the title belt, but Iceman grabs hold of it. They tug over it until Bass tears it away from both men. Bass walks back to the dressing room as the champion. So again, Cowboy Ron Bass is still your Illinois heavyweight champion in this double disqualification in a time of 26 minutes, 4 seconds. Next match has Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Brad Armstrong. And Gilbert and Armstrong have a great match, but Gilbert is more concerned with Raven. So concerned that he gets the pin after the even flow DDT on Armstrong in a time of 20 minutes, 35 seconds. Our main event non-title match, Jerry Lawler facing off against Tully Blanchard. And Lawler and Tully pick up where they left off last week. They brawl all over the arena. Tommy Young manages to get them back into the ring for a moment, but the fight spills back into the ringside area. Young is tired of chasing him around the arena. He decides to stay in the ring and count both men out. The bell rings, but neither Lawler nor Tully pay attention. They brawl until the rest of the Heenan family comes down to separate them. Lawler and Tully still want a piece of each other. This feud may not be resolved soon. It will be an interesting ride if they keep up the violence with each other. But for right now, it's a double countout in 14 minutes, 47 seconds to end the card tonight. Lawler and Tully do not like each other. Eddie Gilbert and Raven, that could be a big thing. But again, as Lance Russell said, Raven's not under contract with PWA. He doesn't have to show up. In fact, he's not even expected to show up, because I'm not even looking at signing him to a contract because he's over in Motor City Wrestling. But this is the PWA, and with all professional wrestling organizations, you never know what is going to happen. You have to come back next week and see. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America.